Your GPU cluster just burned through $12,000 overnight, and you have no idea why. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 232. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boon. Today we're talking about why AI workloads are absolutely destroying traditional Kubernetes observability.
And it's not just about throwing more Grafana dashboards at the problem. These workloads are fundamentally different from the web services our monitoring was built for.
Right? I'm seeing platform teams scramble because their existing Prometheus setup is basically useless for understanding what's happening with distributed training jobs.
Exactly. Think about it. Traditional observability assumes request-response patterns. You get a request, you process it, you return a response. Easy to instrument, easy to trace.
But AI workloads are like, hey, I'm going to use 8 GPUs for the next 6 hours and maybe I'll tell you how it went.
And that's just single-node training. Multi-node gets wild. You've got this distributed training job spanning dozens of nodes, and your service mesh has no idea how to trace data flowing between training processes.
Boon, break down what's actually breaking here. What makes these workloads so different?
3 big things. First, batch versus streaming. Your standard node exporter is designed for web workloads, CPU, memory, disk I/O. It has no clue about GPU utilization, CUDA memory, or tensor operations per second.
So you're flying blind on the most expensive part of your infrastructure.
Completely. Second issue is temporal. These jobs run for hours or days. Traditional APM tools are optimized for millisecond traces, not tracking a training run that spans overnight.
And then there's the cost attribution nightmare. How do you even build teams when a single training run might use resources across multiple namespaces?
That's the third piece, workload awareness. Kubernetes knows about pods and services, but it doesn't understand that these 12 pods are actually one distributed PyTorch job.
I'm seeing teams try to solve this with custom exporters, but that feels like duct tape on a fundamental architecture mismatch.
Some of the duct tape is getting pretty sophisticated, though. There's this emerging pattern of workload-aware cost tracking. Instead of just monitoring node utilization, you're tracking GPU hours per experiment.
That makes sense from a product perspective. Data scientists care about experiment cost, not which specific node their job landed on.
And the tooling is starting to catch up. Projects like DCGM Exporter for GPU metrics, Kubeflow's pipeline monitoring, and custom Prometheus exporters that understand training job lifecycle.
What about distributed tracing? Can you actually trace data through a multi-node training pipeline?
That's where it gets interesting. Traditional distributed tracing follows request IDs through microservices. But in ML, you need to trace data lineage, this batch of training data, through data loading, through forward pass, through gradient synchronization.
So you need observability that understands the ML workflow, not just the infrastructure.
Exactly. Tools like weights and biases are bridging this gap. They're connecting infrastructure metrics to model performance. So you can see GPU utilization alongside loss curves and accuracy metrics.
That's actually brilliant. Instead of just knowing your cluster is expensive, you know which experiments are worth the cost.
And some teams are building custom solutions. I've seen setups that instrument PyTorch directly, sending training metrics to both experiment tracking and infrastructure monitoring.
Okay, but what about teams who don't want to build custom tooling? Are there drop-in solutions that actually work?
Run AI and Determined AI are tackling this with workload-aware schedulers that include built-in observability. They understand that a training job is more than just a pod.
I'm giving the current state of AI observability a solid C-. The problems are real, but the solutions are still pretty fragmented.
Fair grade. Though I think we're about to see this space mature quickly. Too many companies are burning money on invisible GPU usage.
All right, let's talk build next. What should people actually go try? Start with DCGM Exporter if you're running NVIDIA GPUs. It's a Prometheus exporter that actually understands GPU metrics. Install it alongside Node Exporter, and suddenly you can see what your expensive hardware is doing. And if you're running training jobs, instrument them properly. Add experiment tracking with something like MLflow or weights and biases so you can correlate infrastructure cost with model perfo